Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." Commentary by Father Antony Carol from Sant Cugat del Vallès, Spain. Give them some food yourselves. Today is the greatest day for a Christian's heart, because after celebrating the institution of the Eucharist on Holy Thursday, the Church now is trying to exalt this revered sacrament to make us adore it without limit. Quantum potes, tantum aud. Dare to do your best. This is the invitation St. Thomas Aquinas makes us in a wonderful hymn of praise to the Eucharist. And in a most admirable way, this invitation sums up what our heart's feelings should be before Christ's true presence in the Eucharist. To reciprocate such a humble, hidden, and so impressive gift, whatever we can do will never be enough. The Almighty Creator of heaven and earth hides under the sacramental species and offers himself to us as the food that feeds our souls. He is the bread of angels and food of wayfarers, and it is the bread of life we are being abundantly given, just as the bread to feed and strengthen those following him was so miraculously multiplied and distributed without any measure. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. In front of this overabundance of love, our reaction can never be stingy. An attentive and deep gaze of faith to this divine sacrament must necessarily give way to a grateful prayer and to a passionate heart. In his sermons, Saint José María Escrivá used to repeat the words of a certain venerable bishop addressed to the priest he had just ordained. "Treat him well for me, treat him well." A quick examination of conscience will help us realize what we must do to treat Jesus in the most blessed sacrament more delicately. The cleanliness of our soul, it must always be in grace to receive him. The correctness of what we wear as a sign of love and reverence. The frequency with which we come closer to receive him. The number of times we visit him in the tabernacle. Our attentions with our Lord in the Eucharist should be countless. Let us fight to receive and treat Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament with the purity, humility, and devotion of his Blessed Mother, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints.